Good morning. This is Peggy Isenena speaking to you from beautiful downtown Anaheim. It's Wednesday, June 16, 2010, and this is the news of the EDA Nation. Welcome. DAC coverage continues here on Acoustic EDA with part two of the Tuesday recap. Part one ended with Jim Hogan's 22-nanometer pavilion panel. Following that event on Tuesday, there were multiple lunches to attend. I attended the IEEE CEDA event, which featured Tabula CEO Steve Teague addressing the visionary topic, Beyond von Neumann Computing. The audience was heavily weighted in favor of academics and grad students, but there were also many industry types in the crowded room. Teague's hour-long talk was far-reaching, touching on the history of physics and computing, with references to Newton, Einstein, Alan Turing, and von Neumann. His intention was to demonstrate the continuum of thinking that culminated in the von Neumann architecture that's been the basis of the electronics industry for over 70 years. Teague says this model is threatened by the latency issues associated with multi-core architectures, and he spent the bulk of his hour laying out a new vision of a non-von Neumann architecture focused on a three-axis construct, with time as the third axis. Teague obviously delighted some of the audience with the broad and theoretical nature of his comments. Others, however, were adamant that Teague's vision of the future is not new, but simply a recap of thinking that's been in place for many decades. No matter those concerns, the academics who arranged for Teague's address were delighted with the content, the format, and the intellectual stimulation, particularly compared with Tuesday morning's keynote from GlobalFoundries, which many found to be extremely content-light. From the CEDA lunch, it was a dash back down to the exhibition hall for a 30-minute meeting with the new Cadence CEO, John Brueggemann. Unfortunately, our chat, along with Cadence VP Lynn Cox, grew to be so interesting that we ran until 3:30 and kept Brueggemann's 3 o'clock cooling his heels outside the meeting room in the Cadence booth. I heard all about it from the 3 o'clock appointment himself when I arrived at the Synopsys dinner later in the evening, so my apologies once again to that guy. He deserved better. Meanwhile, back to John Brueggemann. He has definitely made a splash with his arrival here in the EDA Nation, and having now chatted with him for an hour, I would suggest that his persona begs the question, do the clothes make the man? They certainly make Steve Jobs, who has his own unique uniform, so why not Brueggemann? Meeting with the Cadence CMO also prompted a word association game. Words like free spirit, EDA 360, energetic, ferociously focused on the competition, an intensity poorly disguised by a rumpled jacket and Converse tennis shoes in lieu of wingtips, supreme confidence, and the whole idea that the Cadence board of directors, and not for the first time, may be flirting with the idea of cult of personality. Well, if it works, if Cadence is on the move once again after a difficult several years, more power to them. After Cadence, I stopped in briefly in room 204 on the second level to visit the marvelous students participating in the ACM-sponsored student research poster session. Many marvelous young people in the room who obviously hold the future of the technology and the business of the EDA in their hands. Then it was off to a meeting in the press room at Tiempo, a company that has bet the bank on asynchronous design. I met with company director Alban D'Aleon, who is very enthused about a design paradigm that is now finally coming to fruition after many decades of contemplation. Asynchronous design, according to Alban, will help to solve many power problems in the coming era, particularly as Tiempo's strategy is to facilitate that design without disrupting the established synchronous design flow. Following Tiempo, it was a quick drive-by visit to Jim Hogan's panel with Coventor and Cadence, which unfortunately was in direct time conflict with many early evening events. I stayed long enough to hear that Coventor and Cadence are partnering successfully to establish an easy-to-follow MEMS design flow that also integrates easily into the established IC design flow. Expect to hear more about the technology and Coventor in particular going forward. And with that, we're done for Tuesday at DAC here on Acoustic EDA. It's time now to turn to Wednesday's events in our follow-on podcast, without forgetting first, of course, to thank Synopsys for yet another gracious dinner Tuesday evening for the press and analysts here in Anaheim. When it comes to entertaining, Synopsys is definitely a class act. Dinner was lovely, as was the tour of the restaurant's wine cellar. Okay, that's it for now. Best wishes to everyone. Don't code, don't optimize, just savor DAC, make some sales for goodness sakes, and remember, keep hydrated.